Welcome to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Well, he did it again, boys and girls. Joe Biden, your president, the most intelligent, capable, competent, lucid, articulate man in America, the man who actually represents our entire nation, spoke before the microphone while reading the teleprompter again and read the instructions out loud. The part you're not supposed to read out loud. He read it out loud. Joe Biden got on there, and after mumbling and fumbling and stumbling through the words and repeating word multiple times because he loses his place reading a teleprompter, he then said, pause, 4 more years, pause. And the people, the sheeple, I should say, one started saying, 4 more years. And then another one chimed in. And before you know it, all 6 of the people in the audience were, 7 people in the audience were chiming in, 4 more years. But Joe Biden doesn't know that those big green or big red letters in italics are instructions and not to be read out loud. It would be like you're on a television station and the instructions are read the following story and then look to your co-host, smile and say back to you. And then you read the story, a 45-year-old African-American man was found shot dead today. Suspects include 9 other African-American men who were involved in the drug deal. Smile, look at my co-host, back to you. To actually say those words. That's what Joe Biden did. Pause, 4 more years, pause to let people say 4 more years. And then, after the chanting, you can pick up your speech again and start talking. That's who you have as your president, people. A man who doesn't have the insight, the forethought, the intelligence, the ability to do the job he was supposedly elected to do. Also, at some point during another speech, it was all over MSN News and Yahoo News and Google and all these other sites where Joe Biden had another gaffe and admitted the truth, the Freudian slip, that you can't trust us, the Democrat Party. You can't trust us, the presidency, this administration. He was supposed to say you can't trust Donald Trump. You can't trust him. But he kept saying you can't trust us. And that's the truth. We can't trust Joe Biden or the Democratic political party in this country. Today, Speaker of the House, Republican Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson, appeared, in my opinion, somewhere he had no business appearing, but I'm kind of glad he went. He went to Columbia University in the great state of New York. I had my quote, air quotes in the air when I said great state of New York. In the declining state of New York, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson today openly condemned on behalf of the United States House of Representatives all of the not-so-peaceful protesting against Israel and Israeli students and Jewish people in general. He condemned the pro-Hamas terrorist support that is being shown on those campuses by obvious organized groups, not a bunch of students. It isn't a bunch of angry students. It's a bunch of shit-stirring, highly paid organizers out there with pre-made t-shirts and pre-made, pre-printed banners and posters and all the same color and type of tents for these people to illegally sleep on the quad at one of the formerly prestigious universities, most prestigious universities in the United States. Mike Johnson rightfully said, hey, the students here of Jewish descent, of Jewish faith, the Israeli students, and people who support Israel, our ally, our long-time ally, deserve to go to school in peace, free from being harassed, attacked, assaulted, battered, spit on, having things thrown at, threatened, coerced, intimidated. The only thing I wish Mike Johnson would have said during his speech is, you know, if the LGBTQ crowd were out here right now claiming that they're being harassed and that people are throwing bottles at them, I would come and give the same exact speech. I really wanted him to say something to that effect. I really wanted Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, Republican from Louisiana, the top guy in the House of Representatives for the United States of America, to say something of a comparative nature. To say, you know, if white kids were attacking black kids here on this campus and shouting death to Negroes, I'd be here condemning it. If people were out here burning gay flags and attacking homosexual transgender students here at Columbia University, I'd be here to condemn it. That's why I'm here today, to condemn the violence against Israel supporters. Those students have just as much right to be here. They paid their tuition. They made their way in. Leave them the F alone. I said this on this morning's Truth Hurts program, and I will reiterate it. I will say it once again. Where are the testicles of the Republican political party? Where are the balls, guys, gals? Where is your testicular fortitude? Where is your stand up to it mentality? I don't understand how the Republican Party can sit by and watch this nation get destroyed by pro-communist, pro-socialist, pro-Marxist, pro-fascist, pro-Bidenist, so-called progressive, liberal, woke factions, and do absolutely nothing about it. I cannot for the life of me understand how the Republican political party has not stood up to the constant barrage of attacks against former President Donald Trump. All of the fake allegations and phony accusations and false narratives, the lies, the trumped up charges, pun intended. Where is the Republican party when we need them the most to stand up to these thugs who are violently, in many cases, attacking a former president? They attacked Donald Trump after the Charlottesville, Virginia incident, where some guy rode a car through a crowd of African American 13% hyphenated minorities, and Donald Trump says, listen, I condemn those actions. That was wrong of that to happen. But not everyone out there on both sides is evil. The left went snake shit crazy. How dare you not call every white person evil, Donald Trump? How dare you not say that every black person is a saint, Donald Trump? Donald Trump says, I simply said that not everyone who has an opinion saying certain things are wrong and certain things are right is necessarily a bad person. There are good protesters on both sides of any issue in our nation. There are bad protesters, bad actors on both sides of every issue in this nation. The Constitution of the United States of America, in its First Amendment, freedom to redress your grievances against your government, freedom to assemble peacefully, Freedom to protest peacefully applies to people who support Israel as well as people who support Palestine. Not necessarily people who support Hamas, a terrorist organization that calls for death to America. And any American citizen who dares say death to America should be brought up on charges of treason, tried, sentenced, and have that sentence executed accordingly. Any foreign student, especially any foreign student here on a visa, any foreign student here with government aid of any type, the minute you shout death to America or call for violence against a certain group of people, you should be automatically expelled from that university, no refund of tuition, and you should have your visa canceled by the State Department, and you should be immediately, automatically deported from the soils of the United States of America, sent back to whatever hellhole country you came from, because you are not wanted here. You are not welcome here. You do not deserve to be here. If you're going to shout death to America, the country that houses you, feeds you, clothes you, takes care of you, provides you with an education, and you're shouting for death to that nation, what the F are you doing here? You don't belong here. It's time for you to go bye-bye. The Democrats are still shaking their heads, scratching their heads, wondering, how come the far right-wing radical Republican extremists haven't tried to assassinate someone? How come they haven't gone out there and violently attacked these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protesters? They have enough paid agitators at Columbia University, at NYU, at UCLA, at California Berkeley, at all of these other liberal bastions of socialism, progressivism, wokeism. You don't think some kid who just graduated from high school last year and decided, hey, mommy, I want to go to school at Columbia. I want an Ivy League degree so when I come out, I can make a difference in the world. When he's a senior in high school, you don't think he really gives a rat's tight, narrow, furry little ass about what's going on in a desert halfway around the world, do you? It's only after that child's mind is indoctrinated, brainwashed by a liberal, progressive, America-hating professor or some Soros-backed paid agitator, aggravator, that that young mind filled with mush starts to feel important because he's hanging out with a group of people who have also been brainwashed, their minds filled with mush, steered in a certain direction. These little nerdy geeks who had nothing going for them now feel some sense of purpose. I sincerely hope that a conservative-minded individual running some company in this country gets an application for employment from one of these uber liberal progressive pukes and says, so tell me about your extracurricular activities there. And that person says, well, I was active in the new progressive liberals and I was very active in the protests against Israel. Okay, hey, thanks for coming in. We'll consider your application and put it in the round file. File 13. The shredder. Hopefully, and it has happened, thank God, lots and lots of 40-year-old conservatives out there, only 10 years before when they were 20, had liberal, progressive, woke ideologies thrust upon them. And it wasn't until they entered what I call the real world, the world of employment, the world of I have to go out and get a job, and I have to succeed in my job, and I have to do well in my job. that they realized being the agitator, the crap stirrer, wasn't doing them any good. That all of the crap they were indoctrinated with when they were in college doesn't work in the real world. And companies who hire those progressive, liberal, college-educated, progressive, woke people to run their human resources departments are finding out now they can't last. How many directors of diversity, equity, and inclusiveness have been terminated from major corporations? How many woke programs have been discontinued? Because they don't work. All they do is breed hatred in the workplace. They breed divisiveness. They breed a whole lot of negativity in every workplace where these programs have been tried. The you're going to go along to get along mentality is starting to wear thin on the minds of many employees of many companies. Why? Because they're tired of having their livelihoods threatened if they don't come to work and smile at the minority employees and tell the queer employees, "We love you." We don't love you. We don't even like you. We have to tolerate you because some woke corporate policy says so. But trust me, after the workday is over, we want nothing whatsoever to do with you or your sick, twisted, mentally ill, aberrant lifestyles. You can force integration in the school system. You can force integration in certain company environments. But human nature always wins out. The black kids in school will always go on the playground and hang out with the black kids. The band geeks will hang out with the band geeks. The jocks will hang out with the jocks and segregate themselves within those groups. Because that is what people want. It's what they truly desire, to be with people of like mind and like thought. You can force all day long working groups to work together, and you can hand pick Jolitha, Geronda, Miguel, Hong, Pham, Shadiq, John, Mary, Susan, and Ivan. You can make them work together, and you can tell them that the purpose of making them work together is so that all of their points of view will be out there for everyone to appreciate. And you will have the African American 13% hyphenated minorities in that working group speak their ideas freely because they can. And you will have the Caucasians and the Asians pretty much smiling uncomfortably, pretending to agree because they don't want to lose their jobs. I was in such a group today. We had to celebrate someone who supposedly took the initiative to foster an environment of diversity, equity, and inclusiveness. And we all politely clapped and applauded as she received a little gift certificate and some flowers. And during break time, when people broke up into their own individual social groups, as I mentioned earlier, because you go and hang out with people you want to hang out with, not people you're forced to hang out with, several Caucasians were standing outside in the smoking area, and I don't smoke, never have, never will. But I walked outside because I wanted to get out of the freezing cold building, and I got called over to the Caucasian smoking group, an unofficial gathering of what seemed to be all white people. One of them said, "Well, what do you think of that shit show?" And I just smiled and said,
Well, on the record, I think diversity, equity, and inclusiveness is wonderful. And the fostered environment here at our organization makes everyone happy. And they started laughing. And one of them said, tell us what you really think. I said, I can't on company time tell you what I really think, because I don't want to lose my job. And they all nodded their head in agreement. I didn't join them for that afternoon beer. I had other plans for this evening. But I know that six or seven of them right now have gathered around some watering hole. Just as the Black African American 13% hyphenated minority members of that group went out to a party as well and high-fived each other. Yeah, we having our way now, baby. Look how scared they was to say anything to us. They got to agree with us whether they agree with us or not. Yeah, we finally winning. Sooner or later, they all going to be in chains picking cotton for us. We can't wait for that day to happen. And it's happening quicker and quicker now that Joe Biden is the president. The Asian and the guy from Russia in our focus group went back to their desk, put in their headphones, and did the right thing. They kept their mouths shut and kept to themselves. Of course, the Asians aren't people who generally like to go out and give their opinion publicly on any topic. And the poor Russian guy, he just laughs and chuckles and says, I can't believe the way you do things here in America. Everybody's silly and nothing matters. Nothing will change. You have loser president. You will have loser president until loser president is too old and die. But by the time everybody find out he was loser president, the damage will already be done. My friends, we have come to an inflection point here. Time to look inward. Years and years ago, a younger brother of mine, who is financially very well off, he could retire tomorrow, move anywhere on the globe that he chooses, and own property in probably 12, 13 different countries, and live like a king in any of those places, told me, you know, Steve, it doesn't matter who the president is. That's what he told me. He says, I am responsible for my own financial success or failure. I am responsible for my own happiness or lack thereof. And to a certain degree, I agree with him. I make my investments based on the political party in power, because that's how Wall Street looks at the investment world. I know that I can hedge stocks against gold or vice versa. I know that I can invest in bonds when the stocks are weak. But even investing in bonds these days is risky because so many cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles and Chicago are in danger of defaulting on their bonds. But you have to be wise, you have to know the market trends, and you have to invest wisely. So for that reason, I don't worry about who the president is from a financial standpoint. Now, there's an asterisk there, of course, and that asterisk revolves around Joe Biden's destructive inflation, high interest rates, failure to control his inflation, failure to bring it down. And people right now are in the midst of what I call, and many economists agree with me, which is amazing, the panic stockpiling of certain items. People are buying in bulk canned goods, those survival food packets, bottled water. I went to a camping supply store the other day, and I was talking to one of the salesmen there, and he said one of the hottest selling items that he has been selling has been those little tablets that you put, those little dissolvable tablets that you put into
water to make it drinkable.
Because let's face it, folks, Joe Biden is a weak leader from a military standpoint. He's already surrendered Afghanistan. He's gotten us directly involved, whether you choose to believe it or not, in the Israel-Hamas war. Whether you choose to believe it or not, in the Ukraine war with Russia, a war that Ukraine cannot possibly win, just can't. The size of their military, the size of their nation, they cannot possibly win against a superpower like Russia. And one day Vladimir Putin's going to say to that little fly, that little annoying gnat, that little mosquito, enough is enough. And he's simply going to nuke them. Or he's going to send the whole army in there and literally overrun the Ukraine. That's what they're hoping he will do over there in Russia. That's what they're hoping he will do. But, let me just say, the reason for that is because they want to drag the weak United States into a conflict. Because China will back Russia, and we're done. The foreign nations who are our adversaries, and even our own allies, see what a weak, inept, incompetent, incapable President Joe Biden has been and is. And many of them are hoping Joe Biden gets reelected. Hoping he gets reelected so they can do dastardly things to the United States of America. I don't care from a financial standpoint who the president is, other than that asterisk of, my God, I'm tired of paying 20% more on average for everything. I'm tired of paying double what I paid 4 years ago for fuel. I'm tired of the thought that even with an 838 credit score, my interest rate to buy a new F-250 is going to be a whole lot higher than it was when Donald Trump was the president, as well as the cost of a new F-250. That's why I keep this baby going. I'll tell you this, my friends. The worry that I have is that Biden will lead us, your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, into a physical, hands-on war, which would indeed trigger World War III and the end of mankind as we know it. That aspect of who the president is makes a huge difference in my world. Having a president that controls the illegal immigration is important to me. It has a direct impact on me. It does not have a direct impact on my wealthy brother, whose businesses involve international shipping, marine electronics, nautical supplies, charts, maps, navigation aids, printing, because he's never going to have the need to hire a criminal, law-breaking, illegal immigrant. His business model would not be beneficial to have such a person on the payroll. It wouldn't help him at all. But to the kids who can't afford to go to college, who are out there looking for an entry-level job, having to compete against illegal immigrants, I feel really sorry for those young people right now. I feel extremely sorry for them because, to be quite honest with you, they cannot compete from a wage standpoint alone. That's number one. Number two, the illegal, criminal, law-breaking, trespassing, invading migrants have a better work ethic. They work harder. They work longer hours. They don't mind working in subpar conditions. While the little snowflakes born of the progressive, liberal, woke Democrat parents, well, they think they should come right out of high school or college and be the CEO of some liberal woke corporation. All right, gang, we're out of time for this edition of the Truth Hurts program. Go out there and make it a great day. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024, The Truth Hurts Program Network, all rights reserved. Background music, Jason Shaw and Audionautics.